Support for the Front Row on FM 89.1 comes from the Community Foundation of West Texas and from Citibank. Citibank's wealth management team of advisors, private bankers, and trust officers help customers create personalized strategies to help connect with long-term goals. More information on Citibank Wealth Management is available at 806-687-2955. And from Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vast opportunities abound in art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by vastly talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts, vastly different. The Lubbock Symphony Orchestra is giving a special Halloween concert tonight at the Lubbock Memorial Civic Center Theater. We'll have all the details about the concert and associated activities on today's show. Stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we have in the studios with us Maestro David Cho, who is the music director and conductor of the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra. And we have a special guest, Mr. Irving Quant, who is taking part in a special concert that the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra is doing this evening at the Lubbock Memorial Civic Center Theater. Both of you, welcome. Thank you very much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Excellent. Maestro Cho, tell us about tonight's concert.
Yes. Tonight is our family concert with the theme of Halloween. We'll be performing the music of John Williams, Charles Gounod, Alfred Hitchcock, The Shining, and Ghostbusters. Things of that sort that is very attractive to our audiences who are celebrating Halloween. And we will have pre-concert activities starting at 5:30. Paint your face, learn how to conduct, show off your costumes, share candies, followed by a concert at 7 p.m.
Right. So people should come in costume.
That will be highly encouraged.
Right. People of all ages or just kids?
Oh, all ages, children, Everybody. Parents, grandparents, everybody's welcome.
Great. Excellent. So tell us again, let's sort of unpack this a little bit. What begins first thing?
We'll be performing. I don't want to give away too many of details or secrets, but the first piece will be a piece by Walton, mm-hmm. Crown Imperial March, followed by some Harry Potter and Superman, and we'll go from there.
Everybody's going to like it, right?
Oh, it's going to be a fabulous great. Show.
Good. And what else is going to surround the concert? Unpack that a little bit for us.
We will have our guest, Irving Quant, who is internationally traveled magician, who happens to reside in Lubbock, and he has performed with Ballet Lubbock, and this is his first time collaborating with the symphony, so he's truly excited, and we're excited that he's decided to participate.
Excellent.
I really am.
Irving Quant, welcome.
Hi.
We're glad you're here.
Thank you for having me.
When did you get interested in magic?
I was 6 years old when I saw my first magician, and then when I was 12, I picked up a magic book, and I'm 31 now. It tells you the math. I've been doing this for a very long time.
All right. Well, and it's your first time with the symphony. When you have something specific, like a Halloween concert, what do you do to prepare for a specific kind of event like that?
Well, the first thing I have to consider is that David called me, and he said, hey, will you teach me some magic tricks to do in this? And it slowly became, you know, part of this whole thing that we're going to just create magic for this event, too. So the first thing I would consider is, of course, the audience and the venue. Now, what is the concert for? Where is it at? What are the spaces? What are the things that we're doing? And then the magic that we are going to be creating on stage. And from there, it all just comes together.
Right. And so, Maestro Cho, how do you plan to work a concert with magic in it? How do you weave that together?
Well, usually I would perform magic in between pieces. But to create this magic with music is very important for Irving and I. So we're going to do some magic during the music. For example, I've been practicing a trick that Irving taught me for Harry Potter. I'll be wearing an appropriate costume as well. And Irving will have his costume. May I tell him the...
Yes.
Yeah, it's a samurai.
It's a big samurai costume that I made.
And he's going to come on stage and perform magic while we perform the theme music from The Shining.
Wonderful. Great. That sounds fantastic. I see that you have brought along some paraphernalia, Irving.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about what you have.
Well, I have specifically, it's a blue deck of cards, bicycle made in the United States. But it is just a regular deck of cards. And I have, this is my prop of, I guess, the my favorite prop to work with. I work with different ones, and you'll see rope magic, you see coin magic. Actually, in the show, you'll see some rope magic coming up as well. I carry a deck of cards with me. I've carried it for 18, 19 years now in my pocket, and always play with it. Always,
right.
As I always say, there's only 52. Your card is somewhere in there.
Right. Is there anything that you can do for radio?
Sure.
Yeah.
A lot of the things in the radio, you can see it, but you guys at home are not going to be able to experience this right now because there's no participation across the waves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ordinarily, it would have somebody call online or do something like that, but it will just be between the two of us here, and it's up to the people in the radio to be able to see the story through us as we explain it to them. So what I'll do is I'm going to turn over a playing card underneath the table. And the deck of cards is going inside of the box, and I'm sealing the box inside, and it's in front of everybody. Everybody can see it on the table at the moment. So David can see it, everybody can see it here. Mm-hmm. Name any playing card that you want.
Ace of Spades.
The Ace of Spades. Now, if I'm taking the deck of cards out of the pocket, and I'm spreading the cards, now everybody in this studio can actually see that all the cards are face up. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And as I continue on, you'll actually come across the one single playing card in the middle of the deck that is face down. I'm going to spread it here on the table so everybody can see that every single one of the cards is face up, correct? There's one face down, and it happens to be that Ace of Spades.
Did everybody see that who's listening? Did you all see that?
And guys, given the reaction of these two here on studio, you can tell that was indeed the Ace of Spades. But come to tonight's concert and you'll be able to see this live.
Wonderful. Fantastic. So you'll work with cards. What else will you work with?
Typically, I do cards, coins. These days, I do mostly the magic that I like to see.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do a lot of mind reading as well on stage and on the radio. I'm not going to read your mind tonight. But that's how I used to get. So something like for tonight's venue, I would just be on stage on a chair and asking people to think of different things. And I would bring them on stage, and they would write on pieces of paper, and I would try to draw the same thing that they're drawing and then show the audience that we drew the same thing. Predicting the future, things like that. Because on a stage, you guys at home can actually feel that you cannot see a deck of cards, obviously, because you're at home on the radio. Imagine being the person at the far, far end of the Civic Center. Very difficult to see a single playing card without the help of projectors. But you can tell when I read your mind across the stage and you're sitting on the last chair. And that's how you can transfer magic across the radio, even, because it's not about what you see, it's about what you feel. That's what magic is really about. It's entertaining the mind. It's just that through our ears and through our senses and through our eyes, that's how we actually get to intake the information.
Mm. Now, folks, if you want to be a part of this, it's coming up tonight as part of a Halloween concert given by the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra. And in the studio with us is Irving Quandt, who you've been listening to, also Maestro David Cho. Maestro Cho, one more time, tell us all the events and when they are and how people can make plans to come to the concert tonight.
Yes, tonight, 5:30 is the pre-concert activities where you get to paint your face, show off your costumes. Concert itself will be at 7 p.m. It's going to be about 45 minutes long, followed by a trunk or treat at the Civic Center to give out candies.
All right.
It's a free concert. Children of all ages, adults of all ages, everybody's welcome.
Fantastic. Maestro David Cho, Irving Quandt, thank you both very, very much for taking time today to come and talk to us about the concert.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Clint.
Absolutely.
Today's edition of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening.